פועל. Tell about the life of Pio and his friends as they were aging and looking at the youngsters, enthusiastic know-it-alls, smiling, ready to tell the stories from their youth. And when they did, the kids sat there with open mouths. And they realized we were pioneers. We went through some tough things. So we should tell here about their lives. You know, here is he in his apartment and he's offering that little incense stick there, apologizing that he has not cleansed the altar for a while. But, you know, describe just as it is, his inner life. And you know, I'm doing this because I'm really, he feels this. Yeah, I gave my life to Gonitai Sankita movement and they took it, so I mean, this is serious. And I haven't regretted that a second after that. But since he now is getting just as, you know, many of them are very conscious about time, and at his time here in this dark world, you know, his days are counted. They were, of course, in the very beginning, but now you start to see how fast this train is rushing, actually, which you don't notice when the exit seems very, very far away. You can't see how fast you go. Oh yeah, that's something to teach the youngsters. And then they share their experiences. Sometimes we have talks, you know, in their homes. She says that, he says that, and then they're fighting about something, but realize they don't fight so much anymore. And we can make a lot of the action and the teachings of this book happen simply during ordinary daily life between the characters here. And in that, you know, going visiting him and then they meet him and her there. And but there should always be something that, you know, a mystery or something that drives it forward. And maybe that could be like the pulse, the beat, or whatever they call it, and the story that keeps it going, driving it forward. Want to see what's happening next. Where is it going now? Who is it going to meet now? I'm a little bit like this slacker, which only did that one character doing something, and then someone she meets follow that character doing something. But something like that, but meaningful things that drive the action forward somewhere. What's going to happen? Is there going to be a war? What's going to happen? Is he going to find that girl? and she and him and, you know, all these. And everything is around something, this search for, you know, meaning of life and happiness and getting it all, you know, what we... what we really all want, you know, just be happy and have a good time. And what's up with this old age and death and fights and war and, you know, these questions are hanging there in the air all the way through the story. From when he's a kid, you know, the Vietnam War and the hippies and the Hare Krishnas and so on. You know, that should be clearly the Hare Krishnas there. Rick meets them there, 66, 67. Yeah, yeah, Summer of Love. When Pio is just 7. Oh, sorry, he's 12. And that's the first time then he gets, we get, you know, when he's coming in contact with the monk, Bhaktivedanta. Put that those little scenes there into Pio's life when he hears the Hare Krishna mantra there, George Harrison, who met Bhaktivedanta, and it was tell that little story and how he writes it on his desk and looks at it now and then. He just does that not knowing why. And looks at it now and then for 3 years or so. And then later then completely again. Well, not anymore. As if by chance, steps into that Hare Krishna temple at the age 22. 10 years later, 10 years after.